This is Senator Al Simpson. Congress has now passed the first Clean Air Act in 13 years, so now America can begin to breathe just a little easier. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, it did take Congress over a decade to pass a new Clean Air Act and make solid, significant progress to reduce acid rain, tailpipe emissions, urban smog, and toxic air pollution. This new law, just signed by President Bush, provides reasonable reductions on pollution that allow businesses to comply without going broke. It's a darn good law, Ted, but often on face-off you have moaned about and criticized this legislation, always saying that the provisions weren't tough enough for you and the overzealous environmentalists. Ted, greenie fanatics kept the country from making any progress at all on clean air for 13 years. Those rule or ruin tactics are never the answer. Moving steadily ahead, making honest progress each year would yield a lot better results. Why not help us do that on the next tough national problem? No foot dragging now.
Al, you're up to an old Republican trick. When you're being run out of town, get out in front and try to make it look like a parade. Sure, it took 13 years to update the Clean Air Act, but you can't blame that delay on environmentalists. They kept the pressure on for strong measures to achieve the goal of cleaner air. The reason for the long delay is looking out at you, from your mirror, Al. It's you. You and your big business polluting friends used every obstructive tactic in the book to block reform, dilute restrictions on polluters, and protect their profits by stopping clean air legislation from getting real teeth. 13 years turned out to be your unlucky number, Al. A strong Clean Air Act is finally on the books because Congress stopped kowtowing to polluters. If you had your do-nothing way, Al, the whole country would be wearing gas masks to go outside. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.